You know the saying, don't cry over spilled milk? Well, when my kids spill milk, I want to cry. The thing is, I can see it coming even before it happens. On a daily basis, I'm saying, watch that glass, be careful, don't knock over your drink, don't reach over that, it's gonna spill. But it happens. One morning, my oldest was filling a cup full of milk. I, of course, get nervous and say, please be careful, but I try to let it go and trust she's got it. I look away, and next thing I know, down it goes. Milk running all over the counter and all over the back of our 70-pound dog that happened to be laying on the floor right below. Joy. Spilled milk. I wanted to cry. My youngest had Spirit Week at school. It was Neon Day. Shine bright against drugs. We had pulled together the perfect outfit, neon orange pants we found in the back of her closet, neon orange and black shirt that used to be her sister's, matching bow and hot pink scarf. She was rocking some neon. Well, she was eating a very full bowl of cereal. Yep, down it went. The entire bowl all over her perfectly matching neon orange pants and shirt. 8 minutes before we were supposed to be out the door for school. I literally said out loud, keep it together, Mama. We went into triage mode. What can we save? What can be dried? The pants were a no-go. The shirt we managed to dry enough to work. We grabbed a pair of pants she did not like, and off she went to school in major disappointment. I was disappointed. She was disappointed. We both wanted to cry. In the moment, I could have so easily shamed her and made it worse. Thank God I held my tongue. I took a deep breath and we figured it out together, recognizing accidents happen. It's okay. It's just milk. Those moments mold us. We may not realize it at the time, but how we choose to react, what we choose to speak over our children or others, how we walk out moments or even seasons of disappointment matter. And the holidays can be full of disappointing moments, of all sorts of failed plans, unexpected heartaches, spills, broken ornaments, and heirlooms. What's the truth we can turn to? 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly, we are being renewed day by day, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Paul is telling us, don't lose heart. Hang in there. I know you're hurting. I know you're disappointed. I know things don't look like you planned. Look up. Eyes on Jesus. This world is not your home. That spilled milk, the flat tire, the friend that walked away, that job you didn't get, the unexpected illness or season of waiting. Whatever your struggle today, remember, my friends, it's temporary, and there is glory on the other side. That's the truth. A friend of mine said it like this, let your setback be your setup. I like that. Don't lose heart. I'm Lori Klein.